Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom, you know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm doing a sex toy review with my team to help you give the gift of pleasure this holiday season. Topics include some innovative gifts to get your partner, your best friend, or yourself this year, new sex tech that will teach you more about your orgasms than you ever thought possible, and why certain pleasure products can keep sex top of mind, and what your sexual intentions are for the new year. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com and find us on all social media. It is at sexwithemily across the board. All right, let's get into business. We've got a very important show to do today, and I have gathered my team around me, and we are doing our part two of our sex toy review for the holidays, because I can't think of a better time to give the gift of pleasure than the holidays. And it's the stuff that we wouldn't necessarily buy ourselves. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that we only talk about toys and products and services that we've actually tried and enjoyed.
It's not just about me. It's also about my team. Because while we do a lot of work around here, some of it is super fun. I think a lot of it is really fun. And that includes trying toys. So we can go around and everyone can say your name, what you do, and... I'm going to go last.
What's a gift you'd like in your sex and relationship life?
Oh, good. All right. Good. Okay.
Like an actual gift or a metaphorical gift?
It could be either.
Oh, like a spiritual gift or a... Okay. All right. So we're going to go around. I want you all to say your name and what you do here at Sex with Emily. And also your... what you wish for yourself in your sex life or your relationship for the next year. And I'm going to go last. Jamie.
I'll go first. I'm Jamie. I produce the show. You may have heard my voice and my annoying laugh on other shows. I'm 26 currently, and in my sex and relationship life, a gift that I would really, really like is someone where I feel like I can actually be open and vulnerable with.
A partner?
Yes.
Lover.
Not like actually having like a committed partner, not there yet, but like just someone that I feel like I can at least not feel very emotionally cut off.
Okay. Ooh, I like it. All right. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that vulnerability and sharing that you want to be vulnerable. Elisa, you're next.
Elisa James, I'm 24. I'm a production assistant, mostly do social media. And then something I would like for myself this next year, I still haven't done it. I would like to achieve a G-spot orgasm.
Ooh, yeah. Dude, we've got a good team here for you. Okay.
I know. I'm working on it.
Okay. Awesome. That's a good one. Yeah. Okay. Kristen.
I'm Kristen Snyder. I'm 32. I'm Emily's assistant in her personal and business life, which I absolutely love. And I, what I want this year, I mean, you guys all know, I'm like...
A romantic.
I want roses. I want the flowers. I want like the real deal, like Romeo. So looking for that guy.
Okay.
Looking for my person.
Yeah. I feel it. All right. Thank you. Okay. Brennan is new. Brennan, this is day two. Talk about throwing him in to the sex trenches here.
It's been really, really fun. Hi, my name is Brennan Barclay. I'm 24 and I've just come on board to help out with Emily's social media, which I'm so happy to be here. It's so much fun. What my goals are for this year would probably be to experiment more with the prostate. I haven't really done that very much. I'm kind of vanilla in that territory. So, and I've heard you can achieve a hands-free ejaculation.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So, nowhere near that, but would try
That's
it.
That's a good
would
one.
Love to try it, yeah.
I love it. Well, welcome. Thank you for being brave and stepping up today and going right in. Okay, my goal for the year, sex and relationship, I think I am ready to, in 2020, I'm ready to date. I'm ready to perhaps get into a relationship this year. Last year, 2019, I don't know if everyone has heard this. We've talked about it on the Sierra show a lot, but I really took purposeful time to remove dating from my life. Like, if I met someone, that'd be great, but that wasn't on my consciousness. What I was prioritizing was building a really solid foundation here at Sex with Emily, because we've had a lot of growth in the last year and making sure that we are have a great team and everything's running smoothly. And then also to work on my home life and personal life that did not include a relationship. So I feel like I've gotten all that buttoned up to the best of my ability. And I look forward to some passion and great sex in 2020.
Yay.
All right, guys. There you go. And I welcome you listening to take a few minutes and think about it for yourself. What would you like to see? Because I'm telling you guys, intentions and writing it down and really thinking about and visualizing your next year and what you want, all that stuff actually works. So do that. All right. Okay. Sex toys. Let's start with Jeju. I got to be honest. I don't like to pick favorites. And I don't, so I will not. But Jeju has a very special place in my heart. The brand is Jeju, which means I play in French. Jeju is a company that they're still a very like small company, but their toys are so quality. The thing I love about Jeju is, just to start with the superficial part of it, is that they actually come beautifully packaged. They just have beautiful boxes and they're just really well made. The quality of the material that the toys are built with are just like the softest materials, and it's unique in the sense that all their products have this really deep rumbly vibrations, and they're just well made and well done. And the Mimi was, I have to say, the first toy that I believe I had that was sent to me when I started the show. So I would say it wasn't the 15 year, we are heading into our 15th year, but it was probably 12 years ago. And it was the first toy that I got that didn't have batteries in it. I was like, oh, they make toys without batteries. And it was just so, they're such a great toy. And the Mimi, I thought at the time, like, well, there'll be nothing that will be able to give me orgasms like the magic wand. Because at the time I had the magic wand that plugged into the wall. And this toy was like one of my faves, the Mimi. It's vegan. It comes in really fun colors like lilac and purple, black and fuchsia. It's really egg. It's like an egg shape, and it's small. And for me, it's still one of the top vibes that I love using when I'm with a partner, because it's quiet. It fits in your hand. You can easily use it for, you know, stimulation in all parts of your body. And it's just great for like the clitoris, the labia, really anywhere, the shaft, your nipples. It's just it's a fun toy.
Yeah, these are super cute. Jamie, are these the ones you showed me that literally look like the characters from Inside Out?
Kinda, yeah.
They're so cute. You know, right? They're not scary.
Like, they're not scary.
I think a child would accidentally like play with it, thinking it's, you know, an innocuous little toy.
That's why I was going to take that one home for Christmas, because it's good to travel with. And if I get stopped at TSA, they probably won't even realize what it is.
They legit would not know what it is. And the battery lasts a long time. And yeah, it's just, they're really fun. They're cool products. So
it was like the first vibrator that you ever gave me, Emily.
Really?
Yeah, when I was just an intern 4 years ago. And I loved it. I thought about vibrators before, but I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not going to go in and buy one. So when you guys were like, oh, like, do you want to write a blog about it? I was like, sure. And so when I got it, like, you're right, opening it was great. I was like, I already feel sexy. It does have a French vibe.
It does. No, it is. It is French. It's like sophisticated and elegant.
I felt like
it's
chic. Orgasmed in a different language.
Chic. Exactly.
Like, And it was one of the first clitoral vibes that, when I used continuously, made me squirt.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Because you can, girl, with the deep rumbly vibes, if you press down on your pubic mound with it, I was like,
yeah,
in heaven.
It is heavenly.
Bite the pillow.
Exactly.
I had a tell hookup the other day. I was like, I'm just going to start throwing tarps down. This is getting ridiculous. He was just like, yeah, because that's sexy.
A sexy tarp, maybe? One of my bucket list items to develop is a great sex sheet for everyone.
Wow. Yeah. And it's like,
that would be your eighth blanket on your bed.
It will be the eighth blanket on my bed. And it was so funny. He totally made a comment. He's like, where'd you get your sheets from?
What happened?
The Brooklyn Inn sheets. He was like, where did you get these from?
Those are amazing sheets, right?
They really are.
Yeah. That's so great. Oh, he noticed your sheets.
Now we all have sheets from Emily.
I know.
My bed sheets are also from Emily.
From Brooklyn Inn, yeah. Hey, I already had a pair I want to share. And I just went onto their website, because they make the Mimi, but they also make like...
There's that G-Spot one.
Thank you. The G-Spot one, I also love. I just tried that for the first time, and it was... This is why I love it. Okay, maybe we should give one to Elisa here to help her fulfill her G-Spot dreams. Their Fifi Rabbit vibe is a great one. That was one of the first ones that I tried from them, but now they have a G-Spot bullet vibrator. So it's like a bullet. It's like this big, but it, you know, and you guys know the G-Spot's only about two inches inside. And so it's just, again, it's such a great looking toy, and it's really a wonderful G-Spot vibrator. And I love their buttons. I love the way they turn on and off, the way they charge. They're just elegant, and they are a beautiful gift. So that's the G-Spot bullet vibe that's new, and it's only $59.
Oh, that's a great price.
That is so reasonable. I'm looking at this now. They have an Uma G-Spot vibrator. Looks like they redid that one. It's new. They have the G-Key G-Spot and clitoral vibe. I might have one of those at home from a few years ago. I'm looking at them all now.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. All their products are. You can't go wrong. And again, they're like, you know, you're getting something special.
Yeah. And if you were to get this for a partner and you went on like a nice little date, like it's something that they could like open and be like, oh my God, like... They spent all this money on me, and it's like not even that expensive.
No, yeah. I didn't even. I thought like, they were more, and they're not. And they have a lot of
the feeling of them. It's like velvety.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's a velvet. It's like you want to cuddle with it. Okay, so this is the other thing that I'm going down my walk down Jeju memory lane, and that's J-E-J-O-U-E, because I have tried all of them. They have a great Kegel set, and it's called the AMI 3, A-M-I, and it is, which means friend in French. It's all coming back, I believe. So it has three different level of toys. There's the first one, so you kind of work up the weights. Now, a lot of brands that we work with and that we know do make different Kegel exercisers, but this one is just three separate. And they actually, when I first started training my pelvic floor muscles, I used this set. And again, it's just, it feels good because you're inserting them, you're walking around with them all day, you know, not all day, but for a few hours, and they're just elegant and they feel good. You're like, and I was really committed to my Kegel workout when I was using these. So that's called AMI. So you guys, if you want to check out more of what we're saying, just go to sexwithemily.com/jeju. That's J-E-J-O-U-E, and use code Emily.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, let's move into Foria. Foria, we love. And I got to tell you about Foria. They were actually the first pre-lube, as they call it, for sex that had THC in it. And now they have one with CBD, which you can buy, I think, in any state. And the Foria, that is the Awaken. Mm-hmm. And the Awaken is, and it really is the world's first intimate massage oil made with broad-spectrum CBD, botanical aromatic oils. And it's a multi-aphrodisiac blend. So the point is, you put it on before any kind of sexual activity, masturbation or with a partner, and like you rub it in. You can put it inside of you. You can put it all over your vulva, your clitoris. And you wait about, 20 minutes, and you'll start to feel sort of a relaxing, it can help with anxiety. It can help you with tension. A lot of us tense up if we've had pain. It can help a lot of people, women with pain. And it's a great product, and it's a lube. It's a personal lubricant.
And I just feel, it smells really good.
Yeah, it's like chocolate and mint.
Yeah, it smells great. And like, I'll just put it on my hands too. Just like before I leave the house in the morning.
Yeah, because it's like coconut oil.
Yeah, so it just makes my hands feel nice and soft. And then I just, knowing that it's a pre-lube, kind of just makes me feel a little sexier. I'm pre-lubed and ready to go.
Exactly. Well, it's intention setting too, because it's like, okay, I'm thinking about sex. And a lot of us we need foreplay. You know, we require it. So you're kind of foreplaying yourself. And it's a ritualistic thing to kind of perform on yourself before sex, or your partner can apply it.
Does THC help you get wet?
It can help you. Yeah. THC can help you. Well, this one's a CBD, but either one, it's not that it necessarily can help you get, well, indirectly. So if it helps you relax and it helps you kind of get turned on, then as a result of that, you will get wet a lot quicker because you're just getting more aroused. So it helps you get like your engine running,
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How about that?
I used it with my ex this weekend, and it was like a different sensation. Like, I felt like it made me actually more sensitive.
Yeah,
to orgasm more. So I really liked it.
Yeah, cool. I love it.
Did he put it on him? Because like, I've heard, so some guys have put it on, like, we've had people email in and say that their dudes used it.
Mm-hmm.
And that like, they were like actually harder, like more erect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. My friend Aaron.
Brennan's our...
Yeah.
We need to give it to him. Out.
Okay, done.
My friend Aaron, though, who went to an event with us in Foria, gave them some. Her boyfriend's now obsessed with it. He thinks when he sprays it on that it makes him harder longer. So he is now buying Foria nonstop.
That's amazing. I remember meeting her at that party. Yeah. That's so cool. Did not know that. That's great. And I know for a lot of women, it's helped with pain during sex, and it tastes really good. And they're just really special products. What was the post we posted on Instagram a few weeks ago?
Oh my gosh. People, yeah, we reposted something by them that this whoever was using the product like sent in something to them saying that she had this like crazy intense orgasm. And it was just like, the way she described it was just, it was awesome.
You thought it was like a 7-minute orgasm. She was just like, if I'm going to die, this is how I want to die.
Exactly.
She said, I had an orgasm that lasted for 7 fucking minutes the other day. The kind that midway through you're thinking, this is probably how you'll go. Death by climax. But totally cool with it. This stuff is nuts. Some voodoo pussy shit over here. Sarah D.
Dude, someone at Thanksgiving, one of my family friends was like, so, does that Foria thing work? I saw your post.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
It really does. Like, do you really have a 7-minute orgasm? I'm like, I didn't. I just reposted. I believe that that is true. Yes, I think that she would tell the truth. And a fun fact about the Matt guy who started it, Matt, is someone that I've known for 15 years. And he started for you, seven, 8 years ago now. And he contacted me, and I'll be honest with you, he just moved to LA. I moved to LA, and he's like, I really want to do this. You know, weed is becoming, like, it's legal in Colorado, and that's where they were sourcing it. And he's like, I'd love you to be like the face of the brand. And 7-8 years ago, I was like, okay, dude, I would love to help you out, but I'm already doing sex. If I bring in sex and drugs, like, I'm already polarized for being sex. But then if I'm like the face of drugs and sex, like, I don't think that I can handle it. The world can handle it, my family. But I'm really glad that we live in a time right now where we can openly talk about it without judgment, and you can actually buy it online, which is awesome, wherever you live. Definitely the CBD. And I believe if you want to try, I love their THC too.
Pleasure.
The pleasure is great. That was, so wherever you live, you could probably get that as well. And if you, again, it helps with anxiety, it can help ease pain. You know, a lot of women do have pain. So use it on vaginas, use it on penises. It's made with 9 other aphrodisiacs.
Yeah, I would also say that, like, if you're expecting this huge, like, random change in demeanor, or like, it's not like this, like, you're like, oh, it clicks and all of a sudden you're relaxed. It's kind of like a gradual, like, you won't even realize it, but then you won't realize it's happening, but then you'll be like, oh, wait, like, I'm actually just really relaxed right now.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's not like a switch.
Right.
But you'll just randomly realize, you're like, oh, this is better.
Exactly. It's subtle, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Don't expect, mm-hmm. like, your super stone and your vagina's craving, like, Cheetos. You don't even... Like, you're not getting high with a CBD. You're just relaxed. Would that be funny?
No, but I think it's funny what Kristen said, too, about it potentially getting guys harder. Because when you think about it, there's not that many holistic approaches to treating ED. Like, it's exactly. Viagra. Like, that's so intense. Like, who wants to go on pharmaceuticals?
Right.
Like, kind of... exhilarating it in different ways, right? I think is a really smart and new avenue, because so many guys, suffer from ED.
Exactly. So. No, you're absolutely right. That is a really good point. It's like, it's all, you know, natural ingredients, organic, and coconut oil, kava root, cardamom, ginger, all good things. So yeah, I love that. Well, we're going to have to send you one.
Yeah,
send
I'll
you
try
one today,
out.
Brennan.
I've been selfish with it, but I will try it on my partner next time.
Now that we know. See, we're all learning along with you. It's a good stocking stuffer.
Yeah,
it is. No, it really is. Yeah. And it's like a pretty little bottle. Like, you could just have that out. People aren't going to know
I
what
do.
It is.
Yeah, exactly. All this stuff now, the toys, the Mimi, keep any of these toys. Yeah. No one's
do you bring this stuff home to Michigan? Like, do you
I
like?
I brought. Okay, so I just went home and I gave my mom Symphoria, and I gave one of my nieces a Crave Bullet, and I gave, what else did I bring home? Oh, I just brought. Bought some weed for my stepdad. Nice.
I didn't know he smoked weed.
Yeah.
Wow.
He does. He's 83. Lovely. And he likes the weed.
Why not? So you can now travel with it.
No.
Like a pen. You can travel with a pen now?
No, you can't legally.
Oh, shoot.
Whatever.
Is it legal in Michigan?
It is.
Okay.
For
medicinal.
Medicinal. But they don't have this crazy stores like we have here.
Yeah, I mean, there's one right around the block.
There's like 10 of them. Like, yeah. Literally, we are surrounded on all sides by weed stores.
Oh my
gosh. Is that true?
In West
Hollywood, California?
There's a cafe that, like, you can order food and a joint.
Yeah, exactly.
What? What a time to be alive.
It's right across the street. That's where we're going after the show. We're actually going to do a live show from there.
Really?
Amazing.
I had lunch there a few weeks ago.
Wow.
TBD. I know. TBD. My friend canceled our reservation. She's like, oh, yeah, I had to work. I was like, well, thanks for telling me.
Oh, that's right. You were supposed to go. Well, luckily, it's right there.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's for you. Check it out. sexfamily.com/awaken. Next up is the Lioness. Now, the Lioness is the first and only vibrator designed to help you improve your orgasms. They put a ton of research into this. I've been hearing about it for years. Well, not years. I'd say a few years. It's gotten a lot of press. They were in development and they put a lot of research into it. And essentially, it works with an app. So you control the vibrator with the app and it shows you data. And it shows you your orgasm patterns and how you orgasm. So the more that you use it, it's essentially measuring your, so it's inside of you and it has these little sensors on either side of it. And so what it does is it's measuring your pelvic floor contractions. And then as a result of that, you see like I just pulled mine up and I did it for like, it's funny enough, Jamie and I tried it both on the same night. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this. Let me find it. Cancel.
So it's like a Fitbit for your vagina?
Basically.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
It's a Fitbit for your vagina. And you see these orgasm patterns. And essentially, they have identified after researching a bunch of people that we have three different patterns. There's the volcano, the ocean wave, and the avalanche. So the volcano is when you're like, your climax, you feel like you're getting aroused and then you explode and then it goes dips back down. Like you actually see the patterns, right? And then there's the ocean wave. And it says, it feels like I'm in the ocean with waves of pleasure washing over me. So you sort of have an orgasm that's sort of an up and down like a wave. And then the third one is an avalanche. So it feels like you rocket up to this huge peak of pleasure. It's like, bah! And then it, your body relaxes.
So it's like, is your vagina a sprinter or a long distance runner or like whatever? Okay.
Exactly it.
Oh my God.
Shit you've never thought about.
No.
And you're like, I didn't know that. So
it is all muscles. So I mean, it makes sense.
Right? Yeah. And then I feel what I love about this is that it's giving you more information. You're like, why would I need to know that? Well, because as a result of knowing your orgasm pattern, you can start to kind of like strengthen your muscles. You can also figure out like when you're having actual, when you're having intercourse with a person, for example, or you're just pleasuring yourself without the toy, you can figure out, like, you start to recognize signals in your body that your orgasm is coming, or you know, like, what to expect with, rather than it being so random. Mm-hmm. So it's a way, it is kind of like if you think about athletes, right? Like, if you run the sprint, like, you are training and you know what your handicap is, you know, where you gotta, like, take off and where you gotta, you know, put more effort in. And I think this helps you with that as well. I think it's brilliant. And I really enjoyed it. And I had great orgasms, like, three in a row. I'm pulling out my pattern here.
Yeah, it's funny too, because you can see like how long it takes you to orgasm as well, which is just kind of funny because it's like you think sometimes, oh, it takes all this time, but sometimes it takes like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you can also, if you start to think about, like, you can like put tags so you can remember, like, okay, like this is what I did right before I masturbated this time, so that the next time, like, you can start to see, like, oh, like a glass of wine made me orgasm more, or like smoking that bowl made me orgasm more, or like I was watching a really funny show so I was loosened up and it made, you know what I mean,
right?
So it's kind of cool, you can kind of start to then curate your orgasm.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's amazing. Yeah, I'm just looking at mine here.
And you can rate them.
Yeah, you can rate your orgasms. I mean, like, this is so innovative. What?
That one was just okay. This one was amazing.
And they give you information like how to interpret your data. So each graph shows the muscles that were exerted during your session. And research has shown these muscle contractions are one of the best indicators of arousal and orgasm. So you can see like when you're getting aroused. Until your trained eye and they teach you how to do it, these graphs are a great way to map out your pleasure. So it's not hard. You just need to practice it. So I just did like 3 sessions and then I was able to spot my pattern. And then, you know, then it tells you about the patterns. It was just, you know.
It's Which really one are cool. you?
So I was the, I believe I was the avalanche. I'm the avalanche.
Is that the best one?
It's a rocket ship. Okay, I'll tell you what they say. The volcano says almost every muscle in my body tenses up as the pleasure greatly intensifies. Then there's a huge release. It's over when I can relax. That's the volcano. The ocean wave feels like the ocean. There's waves of pleasure washing over me. The avalanche, it's like I rocket up to this huge peak of pleasure and then free fall my way down until my body relaxes. So it's like,
oh, wow, that sounds that, really good.
Right?
Mine was the ocean wave.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Because you're more chill.
Yeah. It feels like I'm in the ocean with waves of pleasure washing over me. I don't know if that's how I would necessarily describe my orgasm, but it kind of does. I feel like I wouldn't be able to describe it better than that. So okay. I'm just going to go with what this
go
says.
Go with that. That's really
it kinda
cool.
It kind of does. It is like a wave of pleasure. That
Did you use it
over.
After smoking?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, could that have an effect?
Definitely. When it's interesting. It's like mostly when I smoke, the only thing it really affects is that I'm like more dry. I get like cotton vagina, but then I just use lube. Right. So, like, it's fine.
It does dry you out.
But besides that, like I am like more. It's like I feel the orgasm more so in the rest of my body than just in my vulva vagina.
Are you able to always get there with a vibrator? Because with girls, it's about getting there sometimes. Right. With guys, it's about like endurance.
Yeah, you're right. I pretty much can, unless I'm like distracted or I'm just trying to do it and then I'm like busy. So I would say it is very rare that I have not gotten there with a vibrator in the last 15 years. Like I pretty much, it's like the sure thing. And if not, you just bring out the magic wand or something.
Yeah, because it's like, crazy how many women are resigned to like just not having one. It's nuts.
Oh, yeah, right? They are. They're like, it won't happen. Whatever. It'll never happen. Because it takes a little bit of work.
Yeah.
I mean, it did not. Now, again, there's some women that it's very easy for them to orgasm. Like they, and this doesn't mean that they're a superior human. It just means that that's the way their clitoris is closer to their vaginal opening. It's literally anatomy.
Yeah.
And so it's easier for them to be stimulated. And that's all it is. But the challenge is that a lot of women don't realize that, like, you know, a lot of women still believe that if they're straight, that it has to happen during intercourse, because that's what we've been told, which is the kind of conversations I have with young women all the time. Is just like, you know, I mean, like my family, like my nieces and whoever, like, you know, late teens, early 20s. It's just like, yeah, you're not broken. Nothing wrong with you. Because I walked around feeling that way until I was like 25, 26. I was like, what's wrong with me that it's not happening during intercourse? Because that's all we see in the movies and television. It's like, oh, penis goes in vagina, explosive orgasm. But the majority of women, and by majority, I mean 80%. So mass majority of women require clitoral stimulation, they require foreplay, and then perhaps during penetrative sex they can have an orgasm, but it's certainly not guaranteed. So the Lioness is sort of like it is kind of like a Fitbit. And I think why the Fitbit is so successful, and I was really into it for a while, and now it's like the same reason I'm into my meditation app, is because it gives you encouragement. You can see how many days, like I'm like, oh wow, like for example, right now I haven't missed a meditation for 24 days. Which is great on my app to see, like, oh, and I realize I've had a really good few weeks, and you know, it gamifies, and so that gamifies, you know, my mental health for meditation. This gamifies your orgasm, so it's really fun. Like, I was so psyched to get like 4 days of orgasming down with the Lioness. I was like, oh, let me see, so I can read the data. So for people who like to kind of, if you need something to get you on board with your sexual health and wellness, to kind of, you know, play with it with a partner too, then I think this is a great gift, and it's a really cool piece of sex tech, and I think anyone would love this. sexwithemily.com/lioness, LIONESS. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more toys for you. Muse Lube. We've had a great time with Muse, you guys. It just launched this year, 2019, and it is a flavored lube. They have 3 flavors. It's salted caramel, mint chocolate, and creme brulee. It's water-based, 100% edible, made without parabens and sugars, and they taste delicious. We literally taste them in the office sometimes. We're like, I have nothing sweet in here. And Jamie and I literally get the mint chocolate. It's so good. When they were showing it at the trade show, they were like putting it on ice cream so you could taste it. It's delicious. So if you've ever had flavored lube and it sucked, I'm with you. This one does not. And it's great for oral sex as well, to make it more tasty. And to make more into it, our producer, Christina, on the series show, we gave it to her. And she friggin', with her husband, she's been married for like 12 years, or she's been with him, and she's like, I hate giving blowjobs. I have to set my goddamn alarm. She times herself. She's like, the other day I looked up, it was like 2.5 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Blowjob. And she's like, but then we gave her some Muse, and she's like, I didn't even look. I gave him the longest blowjob he's ever had, because it is so goddamn delicious.
I mean, imagine using it when you're hungry, you know? I mean, no calories, but you're going crazy.
Exactly.
So.
And you don't want to stop.
Yeah. She's getting that summer body and giving amazing blowjobs. Ideal.
Yeah, like, and it's just, I feel like flavored lube gets a bad rap. One, because they usually taste like plastic.
Right, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
And then two, because people are like, oh, you shouldn't need it to me. It's like, it's not that you need it to make it, but some people might have a gag reflex. They might have, you know, aversions to certain tastes, if that's what it is.
Yeah,
if
or they have trauma or something.
Right? If this is the difference between having oral sex and not having oral sex, add in.
Or has anyone ever smelled balls, period? Like, it's just...
Oh, my God. Ball cheese.
I mean, please.
Ball cheese.
Oh, God.
It's just not kosher. It's really gross.
It's really not. And I'm Jewish, so, you know.
Oh, my God. You guys, I'm telling you. Yeah, get over any kind of, like, inhibitions or any kind of judgments you have.
But you'll feel like you're in a French cafe with this one, so it's
oh my
like,
God,
I have the salted caramel. I really like that one. You have the creme brulee.
Yeah, brain? it was. I tasted it because you said you snack on it.
I do.
So I was like, that's brilliant.
We do. We legitimately have
and it's
snacks.
Made without sugars, so you're able to get
what
the
is it? Stevia?
Feel.
Like what's in there?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Splenda.
Splenda.
Yeah.
No parabens. No
sweet
sugars.
And low.
Love or Sweet and Low?
I
love Sweet and Low.
Really?
No.
Still around?
Yeah. Okay.
That is hilarious. You guys, I'm telling you, if you have an aversion to oral, first of all, can we just say this about lube and oral sex? Key to oral sex, especially, okay, would you ever want to get like a dry, like, have you ever had a blowjob that's dry, like a dry, like, don't you feel like there needs to be more lubrication?
I mean, it's
or a hand job.
I just recently saw a meme actually where it was about using spit as lube. Mm-hmm. I mean, get out of here. Spit has enzymes in it. It'll dry you out beyond exactly. belief. I mean, terrifying. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So no. No.
People use saliva though, and it's you know, guys spit in your hand and they put it inside. Like,
it's
no,
like the don't worst.
Do that. It's so bad. Like, just have some lube and use it during oral sex. I think people don't think to add it during oral, but why not? Especially if it tastes good.
Even because it's also such a reflex. So like at my place when I have guys over, there's like 3 bottles of different lubes by the bed, and so they'll go to spit,
such
and I'm
a good
like.
Host.
Come on. I'm like, stop. I know it's your reflex, but I have way better stuff. And I just put it on my hand and I put it on their dick and they're immediately
they
like,
die.
Oh.
They make the trial. I live for that moment when guys are like, oh, no. And then you put it like,
oh, my
that's
God.
That's the best thing ever. And then they get text. What was that lube called? What were you doing?
Because most guys don't own lube. They'll use like Lubriderm if they're feeling fancy. Like usually really? it is spit. Right? Like what are you, 14? Like, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Buy some lube.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Just buy lube, you guys. And you guys, now you can
but
get
they're
it.
Embarrassed to have it, you know, at their place.
They don't
know. And that also goes back to the jiju real quickly. Like, it's so cute. You don't feel like you have to frantically hide it when guests come over.
Because
usually you're, like, running around. I mean, you literally feel like you're hiding documents from the Gestapo.
Exactly.
Like, it's, but this, it literally looks like a cute centerpiece.
Right,
like, it's
exactly.
so fun.
You don't
you know?
Have to worry about the, you don't have to parent-proof your house with these. That right. is true. And you guys can buy this online at sexuallyemily.com/muse or a Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's the Beyond.
If you didn't know what the Beyond was, it is the Muse Lube at Bed Bath & Beyond. Also a good holiday stocking stuffer. Let's talk about the Vesper by Crave. So the Vesper by Crave is the vibrator necklace that we have a new limited edition, if you haven't heard. And it comes in 3 colors. It's silver, gold, and rose gold. If you haven't seen this yet, it looks like an elegant like a little pen that you have around your neck. It's a great conversation piece. People always come to me like, what is that around your neck? I'm like, oh, it's actually a vibrator. Yes, it works. It's really powerful and quiet and discreet, and it charges USB, which is brilliant, like all the Crave products, which I got to tell you, all their products make great gifts. I love it. They're so innovative. We just did a great show with T. Chang. She's actually the woman who was in charge of innovating all the products at Crave. She's a designer, and she actually comes from industrial design. So they're just brilliant. It was so fascinating to hear her whole story. But this is an amazing gift. I'm telling you, this is the only thing I give people now, and it comes with three different phrases that are limited edition from Sex with Emily, and it's I Come First, Meditate, Master, Manifest, or Turn Me On. And it comes with a 26-inch chain, and it's a simple like little button that turns it on, and Elisa has loved it.
Yes.
She's holding hers right
I
now.
I know, yes. Are. I love it.
You have a good, didn't you use it at work?
Yes.
Not
oh
this
my
work.
Gosh. Yeah.
Which would be
I mean,
fine.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's an incredibly beautiful product. Like, if it wasn't a vibrator, I feel like I would just wear it as jewelry, like as a layering piece. But it is a vibrator, and that's fucking awesome. It's strong and effective. And honestly, so I wear it like almost every day. And when I do wear it, like, I feel like it has some sort of like sexy enchantment on it. Like, I feel like very sexually empowered. Like, I'm thinking about sex more. It's very top of mind. And that's just so
cool. Has anyone
cool.
asked you what it is?
Yes. Yes, they have. They have no idea what it is, though. They're just, like, curious about it. And then I tell them, and I get different reactions from everybody. But the people that are more like, oh, like, why would you wear that? I'm usually like, why not? And then I see them like, yeah, that's true. Why wouldn't you wear that?
Right. It works. So if you need a vibrator, like many people want one whenever you want to have it, it's right
yeah,
there
like
on
it's
tap.
Portable. You can literally wear it around your neck. You don't even have to carry it. Like, it's
well, you
just
see style influencers wearing it now. I first saw it on Carol Radziwill on Instagram.
Yep.
And she's so chic, such a like downtown Manhattan chick, and she was wearing it around her neck. And it looks really, really cool. But like, how do you clean it? Do you use like Haggerty Silver Dip? Like, what do you use to clean
it? Just wipe it with like a damp cloth. A damp cloth. Yeah, you could use.
Because it is silver, right?
It is silver. Okay. Yeah, it's silver. And then there is a gold one. And then a rose gold. And the silver one's only $69. And it literally, you never have to. Do you think that was on purpose? And you literally never have to. I don't know about you. I barely have to recharge. It charges like 10 minutes. Yep. And you never have to recharge it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's awesome. I've been wearing mine.
It's like also just such a great gift because, look, you can't force a vibrator upon anybody, but it just goes with so many outfits and just elevates it. So it's like, even if they only use it as a vibrator like once or twice, like they still have this like kick-ass necklace.
Right.
Like,
it's multifaceted. Right.
Yeah. And it looks
so rare.
It looks great. And then, you know, even if they say they don't use it as a vibrator, you know that they're doing that in the privacy of their own bedroom. There's no way that.
And again, it's not scary.
It's not.
Like, exactly.
When you think about some of those Cartier bracelets, they have like, you know, the nail one, like all these different shapes that are really, you know, hot right now.
Right.
That, I mean, that kind of goes with that.
It does. Yeah, you're right. It's super styly. And I wear it with all my other chains every single day. And then it's also saying like, I care about my sexual health and pleasure. Like, you are prioritizing it. So it's like around your neck.
Exactly.
And you're like you said, it's like
starting
great,
that conversation.
Yep.
Like, exactly. I have talked to, and when people don't even point it out, I'm honestly excited to like pull it out and like, hey, do you know what this is? I don't even say anything. I'll just like press the button and they're like, holy shit,
people
what?
Freak out. And then
yeah,
people
they freak
order
out.
Right there on
they
the spot.
They love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gave one to my friend who's been, she's one of my best friends, and she's been resisting a toy for me for years. I'm like, please take a toy. She's never masturbated really. So I gave her one of the necklaces for her birthday, and she's like in her late 40s, and she's like used it, a vibrator for the first time. She's only used her hands. Like, you know, people still think that that's like the pure way. And she's like, holy fucking shit. She's like, Emily, I had an orgasm in like 2 seconds. It's amazing. I'm like, thank God, you know, and now I'm going to have to give her some other toys, but it really works. So
yeah.
That's my way
of
saying.
It's like a gateway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Also, the gold one's actually 24 karat gold. Like, I have really sensitive skin, but it doesn't bother me at all, and I love it. Like, against pale skin, it looks really pretty.
It's true. All right, guys, it's sexwithemily.com/Vesper, V-E-S-P-E-R. All right, and finally, let's get into this. Is an amazing gift, you guys. It is the subscription box, right? Comes out 4 times a year, and we, you know, we work with Good Vibrations on it, and we really spend a lot of time making sure that each one has a theme that would really resonate with a lot of you. And every few months, you're going to get a bunch of new things. It's very quality. Like, you're always going to get a vibrator. You're going to get some games. You're going to get some lubes. Like, it depends on the month, but you're going to get, you know, rose petals for your bath or like a massage gel. And this one that is good until January, it's the date night box. So in this one, ooh, you get the Jeju G-Spot Bullet Vibrator. You get the Sexy Six Foreplay Dice Game. So I love this game. You just kind of roll 6 die and you get, they give you instructions like who.
We played this on Sirius. It was fun, me and Emily.
We did, right? Like, who gets what? Like, who, Jamie will touch my, you know, will give me a, what does it have to be done? A massage on my foot. What is it? Like, with, slowly, with
like,
love or
yeah,
with aggression.
Yeah.
Each like, you just roll it. It tells you what to do. And then where? Like, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Kind of like a clue, that game.
It's, like, really
fun.
So fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I just imagine if you didn't have any roommates or kids around, and you're just, like, you start out in the living room, and you roll the dice, and then you just keep smooching around the room dice doing different thing. And it's, like, so fun. I think that'd be so much fun. Just naked running around your house.
Exactly. Well,
doing different sex things.
Yeah. There you go. Take it. It's true. Why not, you guys? You're all asking me, how do I spice it up? How do I keep it interesting with my partner? And no matter which box it is or which month, it's always going to be like foreplay in a box. It's going to be like a connection in a box with your partner, because then you guys get to open it together and you get to play with it and you get to play with all. And there's a little card that explains to you and gives you different scenarios how to use each product that's in the box every month. And then like this one, yeah, it has a penis ring. It has massage gel, arousal cream, and, you know, kiss kits. It has our little lip balm and our Sex With Emily mints. Has freshy wipes and skin condoms. Those. And then the new box is in January, and that is called, that one is going to be Getting Warmed Up. And I believe in that one you get the Mimi.
I believe you do.
Ooh. Wow.
You'll just have to
just
subscribe.
Get the box for them. Go subscribe to that, you guys.
And you get a card that explains, gives you tips Like, that's why I love about you. You think about everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, so you don't want to get, you get all those makeup boxes and stuff. You're like, how do I use it? So, let's give you scenarios.
I have no idea how to do makeup. So I would get all these different products and I'm like, what do I do?
Prime what? Like primer.
That's like the only one I know. You put that one on first, right?
Oh, good. See? There you go.
The only reason why I know that is because when you paint something, you put primer.
Good guess. All right.
I know. I'm a woman. It's fine.
It's okay. You'll get there. Dude, as long as you can wait with makeup, that's fine. I didn't wear makeup till
my 40s. That's good, actually. That's really good.
So you guys, check out the box. You're going to love it. It's sexwithemily.com/box. So Brennan, his first day was yesterday. And we said, do you want to be on the show today? So we sent him home with a few products.
Some homework. Yeah.
Homework.
Yeah. The most fun homework I've ever had. That's for sure.
So what'd we get? What'd you do?
So I got the Vector, which is really crazy because I've always been kind of...
It's the Vector by WeVibe.
Yeah. And it was wild because like I've always been kind of scared of those toys. I wasn't really a toy person ever. But this felt like, you know, unlocking the next level in Mario Kart. Like it was crazy because... I mean, first of all, the power that this little...
It's a prostate toy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That this little gadget holds is nuts. I mean, it's insane. And the packaging is really, really nice. Yeah. It also looks like it could be like a Jeff Koons like piece of art. Like
exactly.
It's really, aesthetic. So, you know.
You can use it with an app.
Yeah, but it was wild. And I, it came with like a little lube packet, but I used it with the flavored lube just because I wanted to like... try that beforehand. Right. So, but yeah, I'm definitely going to give it a go again tonight because yesterday was kind of late.
We worked late last night.
Yeah. So, you know, I gave it a first run, but I think as I familiarize myself with it more, it could definitely be
a different kind of feeling. A different kind of orgasm.
Like that's like in the bedside stand.
Right, exactly.
You know? Okay. So crazy. It was amazing.
Cool. I love it. Okay. That's WeVibe Vector. You know, we love all the WeVibe products as well. Sexfamily.com/WeVibe. All right, guys, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks to my amazing team, you guys. That was awesome. So excited to head into the new year. If you guys like the show, which I hope you do, it really helps if you rate us. We love when you give us 5 stars, but no pressure on iTunes or wherever you listen. But I'm kind of into iTunes these days because we need to get more ratings on there that are great because some of them are older and not great. But that was like from 10 years ago.
Wow.
So all I'm saying is if you like the show now, like 10 years ago, I remember what I did, but now we people, those results still come up.
Yeah. Well, it was because I remember. Because of the like friends with benefits thing.
Yes, yes.
But then now, because you were again ahead of your time, Emily, because first of all, pioneer in podcasting, first month it came out, and then you started trying to do that thing and people got pissed. But guess who does paid content for podcasts now? Everyone.
Everyone. I started charging for the show because I like 10 years ago because I was broke and I was like, this company approached me and they were like, maybe you could charge for it. I'm like, okay. And then people were not happy. So they let me know on iTunes. So if you could just go in and get 5 stars and you like the show, that would be awesome. Because I wouldn't charge you.
Mm-mm.
Thank you for joining us in our 14th year here at Sex with Emily. And we're so excited to head into the new year with all of you. Happy holidays. And thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Kristen, Alisa, Brennan, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.